Well, my grandfather came to this house when it was new.
What was your grandfather's
when
name?
It was new? Isaac King, and Kate, his wife, my mother's parents, obviously. And then I was here then. He worked for the Trews, which were a big family. His wife was part of the Trews. There were 17 of the children. And he worked for him as a sort of commercial traveller, if you like. But he sold clothes and he went and measured people up for suits and things. And he cycled all the way to Haver and all around doing that job. But the Trews were, a very large family. And the actual hub of this clothing was actually in King's Lynn. And it was one of my mother's uncles who eventually ran it. And it's closed now. Well, they've long since gone. And then corresponded with King's Lynn. And then the stuff was delivered here. And then he took it out and fitted it or delivered it or whatever on a bicycle. Well, he was doing that when he died when I was six. And so it was before this. A lot of this is hearsay. I mean, I knew him because he was here. And my grandma was... I was only two when she died, so I don't remember her personally at all. And then my parents, sorry, my mother took over because she was married. My grandfather came here when this was new, 1927. And then my mother took and lived here with one of her sisters, Audrey, my aunt. And then I was born. Well, she moved out because my father, I'm a West, and my mother is a Fitzpatrick, as you probably know, because he was a bit of a disaster area. Never knew him. My mother left him because he was a disaster. My mother was a pianist and she had a Bechstein piano and he sold it. They lived in Bournemouth and he sold this Bechstein because she was in business in Bury, which is where she met him. Oh, she left there. I was born here. I mean, she was pregnant with me, but she came here to be with the grandparent, with her mother and dad here. And my aunt Audrey, she was living here. She hadn't married at that stage. And so there was me, my aunt, and grandparents for a bit till they died. Then it was just the three of us. Mother was a hairdresser here. The dining room she made into a salon. It was just Muir West hairdressing. Because originally she worked before she married. She worked on the corner of Glisson Road. There's a hairdresser there, ladies' hairdresser. And then in those days, if you wanted to set up by yourself, you couldn't do it within about 30 miles of where you lived. And so she moved to Bury with a colleague and they set up this shop there, this hairdressing salon there, and it was called Fletcher and King. Well, up to about 8 years ago, that recently, it was still called Fletcher and King. And neither of them had been with the thing for about 20 or 30 years, but they still traded as Fletcher and King. It's now changed the name, but it is still a hairdresser's.